My sister told me that in the Senate that it was inconceivable that I was the one chosen to venture it out because I knew absolutely nothing about housing. And I said, oh, no, wait a minute. She raised a lot of money for Bush to do that. And it was that that inspired Georgia, one of the sort of inside housing guys around Washington. When I got to Washington, Georgia already named me the bimbo.
I was intrigued by the credit issue, and they said,
go to the dark and black and stuck or wasteful spot, we might as well start with the most, you know. And so there was a lot of, in the back of the tunnel, there was a lot of traction. The other thing is, I knew that the real estate cleanup was going to be a big, big part of the SEL handles to come clean up. And I figured, you know, somehow, some way, before the SEL scandal, the FHA had the biggest property disposition, mortgage disposition operation in the country, in the world. So, it's funny, when Lamar Kelsey first got to the RTC to do property disposition, mortgage disposition, I said, congratulations, Lamar. I'm no longer number one. You're number one. I'm number two. It was nice. Anyway, so I walk in the hut on my first day, and Kim didn't recognize me because I didn't look like my mother. And, that's when it started. And when you say it, what it is, that's when the campaign to kill me started. And I say kill me because I think the genocide that's what they really wanted me to die. And it was one of the most formative times in my life. A lot about evil, and it taught me a lot about racism, and it taught me a lot about sexism, and it taught me a lot about jealousy, and it taught me a lot about how much I needed to know and how good I had to be. If I was going to unravel, if I was going to liquefy and make accessible, because I saw how extraordinary the power and the force of the evil lined up to deny liquidity and to deny access. And it's, you know, sometimes looking back on it, I think it almost killed me. Another quick story. Before I went down the hut, like an FHA commissioner. We went out to dinner, and he tried to pay for dinner, and I said, think I'm paying. And he said, what do you mean I'm paying? You're the man. And I said, think you're not a man. You're a Section 8 developer, and I'm the FHA commissioner. So another outrageous Dick Rabbit story in the line of men. Okay. Well, then it was time to drop from everything. I dropped from, well, when I got my divorce, I got dropped from 10 of the finest clubs on the East Coast. So dropped from Piping Rock Club, and dropped from Maidstone Club, which we're going to join, and dropped from Devon Yacht Club, although they put us back into Devon Yacht Club, and no more privileges at the Union Club or the Colony Club or whatever. So I was dropped from the wild world, and obviously I dropped from the Hill and Reed Partnership, taking away $2 million in cash, and I dropped from the Penn Arts and Science Board, and I dropped from the Ward Graduate Advisory Board, and I dropped from the Board of Banks College. And there are a few others, I'm sure they're all on my resume, but, you know, and I dropped from all the county and state Republican stuff, and I got dropped by everything and everybody, or dropped itself. So, I land in Washington, and my theory is, since I love my apartment, and I love New York, and I think Washington is a backwater, I'm going to keep my apartment in New York. And, deal with I